There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. So you guys tell me whether you think this is really smart or really stupid. It turns out that Maryland has removed parallel parking from the driver's test. They said it's pointless, it takes up too much time, and people don't die going 2 miles an hour. Well, if you're hit by a car going 2 miles an hour, you could be. So that's kind of a specious argument. They're deciding that people really do need to know how to parallel park, but it shouldn't be tested. They said that most states have driving tests that last maybe 20 minutes. Mine didn't. Mine lasted like an hour. Of course, that was back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and, you know, there were horses and buggies. That's true. The examiner has to test the driver's ability to assess their surroundings, accelerate, brake, steer smoothly, perform lane changes, make left, right, U-turn, and three-point turns, avoid pedestrians, bicyclists, and kids who are not paying much attention, get on and off the freeway. I didn't have to get on and off a freeway. And all the other things that drivers face every single day. In Maryland, they have to reverse into a parking space, as I did. I had to parallel park. There's no way an examiner can accurately test all of these things in a 15-minute span. And if you, the idea is, if you throw in parallel parking, valuable time is wasted on something that should have been taught to begin with. Well, I mean, presumably, if the first time you get in a car is when you're taking your driver's test, you're going to flunk it. So all of these things should have been taught to begin with. They're saying that people have a tendency to confuse teaching and testing. Most states, drivers under the age of 18 need to get a maximum of 50 hours of instruction from family or friends. There was no, first of all, there's a learning permit in some states. Some states have them, some states don't. And you have to drive a car with somebody else who's licensed in it. But it doesn't say how many hours, number one, and who would keep track of the hours. The idea being, before you take a driver's test, you should know how to drive. And this is saying in Maryland, they're mandatory 6 hours from an instructor, which was not true in Colorado. When I took my driver's test, I actually took driver's ed at school, and that may have made the difference. But I learned to drive from my father, which was, of course, my brothers and sisters learned to drive from me because my father tended to yell and I don't. During the hours, they're saying, well, people should know how to parallel park before they take the test. Well, but basically, they should be able to do all these things before they take the test. The driving school says we have a lot of parents who want us to make sure we spend a lot of time on parallel parking and make sure it's a focus of a large portion of the behind-the-wheel training. Our response is nobody dies while parallel parking, which is, of course, not true because you can run over a kid or a dog if you're not paying any attention. And when you pull out, you can get sideswiped. I mean, so it's a specious argument. It really is. We want to work on entering and exiting expressways and focus on more dangerous maneuvers. You know, I disagree. When states decide to include parallel parking in the test, they're wasting variable examination time. They're putting would-be drivers in a trafficless vacuum that doesn't exist. They're asked to parallel park, not between other cars, but using cones. I wasn't. I had to do it on the street. So maybe it's their test that sucks, not the idea of parallel parking. Basically, they only have a few minutes to complete the mover. They don't have to deal with visibility issues. See, I had to parallel park on a street. So the issue is not parallel parking. It's the issue that they don't have an accurate way of parallel parking, or so their test is stupid. But I think they're wrong. So we put it up on the website of, do you think parallel parking should be part of the driver's test, why or why not? And for me, it was one of the more difficult things to do. And I actually remember what they said you had to do, which is that you had to, you line up with the car in front of the parking spot you're in. You line up with them. And then you start to turn, you back up straight, and you start turning your wheel when your front door is with their back door. After all these years, I can still remember that. It was probably the most traumatic of all the stuff that I had to do was the parallel park. So I think they're I think they're completely wrong. So there. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm very well today. How are you, kiddo?
I'm pretty good.
I'm going to help.
I call. I'll let you know. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right.
There we go. I called probably, I'm going to say 9-10 months ago.
Okay.
I found out that my husband had cheated on me. And supposedly only one time that I know of. And had given me an STD. That's how I found out.
Yeah.
And you were great, though. You kind of talked me through it and told me that, you know, the ball was in my court. And he wanted to make everything work and told me he would try anything. And so about 6-7 months later, I, you know, was in denial and thinking, oh, it's going to be okay. Everything's all right. But he really wasn't trying. He wouldn't go to counseling. He said he was going to and never made the appointment. I was, but he wasn't. Anyways, to make a long story short, I told him right after I found out he cheated that if we were going to make it work, he had to do A, B, C, and D. And he really didn't do any of it. He did it for like maybe a month. And
what were your A, B, C, and D out of curiosity?
It was like cut back on the drinking.
Okay.
He couldn't go on any of the same type of trips that he had been on, where he had been cheating.
Okay.
And he ended up booking a trip to and try and spend a little bit more time with me.
Okay.
And like I said, he tried for about a month or less. And we had some pretty good fights here and there in between. And he would say things like, well, you're just going to have to get over it. You're just going to have to get over it. I'm like, but so you haven't done anything to help me get over it, you know?
Okay.
So he ended up booking this trip and he said, well, you know, I got to go. You know, it's something I need to do. Like, I need to take a break for myself. And I was like, what about me? I'm going through hell right now. So anyways, I told him, if you do this, I guess this is your way of telling me that you're done and you don't want to try and we're going to get a divorce. And he said, yeah, I guess so.
How long have you been married at this time?
Over 20 years.
Jeez. Do you have kids together?
Yeah. Yes.
How old are the kids?
18 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he booked the trip. What was the trip about?
It was a getaway with the guys.
And that's where he cheated before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, and I had let him actually go on a trip probably a month after I found out he cheated because it had already been booked and it was not too far away and I knew everybody he was going with. So I'm very flexible.
Okay.
I'm definitely somebody who...
you were really trying to save the marriage, it sounds like.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
So I've kind of come to the conclusion, you know, I had a really rough time for about a couple weeks after that when he booked the trip and when he was away on the trip. And then he came back and he thought everything's going to be hunky-dory. And I think he thought that I would, you know, forget that we had a big blow up and that he said, everything that was said was said. And,
How long ago was the ultimatum?
Oh, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
It was about 2 months ago, and then he went on the trip about a month and a half ago, and he got back from the trip, and he was like, it seems like you're trying to avoid me. I'm like, yeah, duh. Yeah, I think so. since then, we've agreed that we're going to get a divorce. And we've had a couple of nights where he's come home and begged me to forgive him. And, and everything, we're living together and getting along well enough for our children and whatnot. But,
all right, sugar, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and get
sure.
to the gist of this because it doesn't sound like you're a very happy camper. Let's see what we can do for you.
No.
All right.
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Susan, who called me a bunch of months ago because she had an STD that she'd gotten from her husband of 19 years, who she found out was cheating. She said, it only happened once. I really want to stay married to you. And so we talked to her about, you know, what she really wanted and what she wanted to stay married. So she basically came up with a set of basically rules, or not really restrictions, but kind of requests as much as anything else, or maybe even demands. I mean, it was probably stronger than a request, but less than a demand of saying, all right, here's what we need to do. Requirements, let's call them requirements. Number one, stop drinking, or cut down your drinking, which we probably need to circle back on at some point, maybe. Second, don't go on these trips where you are tempted and succumb. Spend more time with me and get into therapy. And so he said, yeah, and didn't do them. So he recently went, a couple months ago, said, I'm going on this trip because I really need some time apart. And she's saying, not fair, not okay. If this is really, and hasn't been in therapy, what about the drinking? Has he cut back on the drinking at all?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, my guess is that at the base of all of this really is the drinking behavior, which is really a harbinger of some serious depression going on. But we'll leave that temporarily. All right. So she said, if you do this, you know, I'm done. He did it,
yeah.
Came back, and she said, and he assumes everything's okay. All right. So what's the question for today? Where are we today?
Well, I think he's accepted the fact that I mean business and I'm done. And done is done for me. You know, I'm just like, you've hurt me too much. And I gotta have some self-worth here and some pride.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And I think I've gotten over the traumatic part where I just cry all the time.
Yeah.
And I've also learned that I have many more wonderful friends than I ever thought I did. I mean, I knew I did, but boy, are they're in it for me. And my family has been great, and I've even told my husband, you know, I feel bad for you because you don't have what I have, and you know, and I'm dead. But anyways, my question to you is, I kind of feel guilty now, and I feel bad for the guy now, and I just feel like he's manipulating me. So, like, I think he's probably already or been able to do that for, you know, 20-some years now.
Sounds like. Well, look, honey, look, you're not going to switch off 20 years plus however much you dated
right.
Instantly. And if this was an acquaintance, if this was somebody that you had just met and gave you a sexually transmitted disease because he was cheating on you, you would have dumped him. So the fact is, that you have ties to him and you care about him and you probably even love him. But the point is, can you ever trust him again? And is he willing to accommodate, is he willing to take any responsibility for his behavior, including changing some of the pathologies, making something up to you, trying to re-cement this relationship? And the answer seems to be pretty loudly and clearly, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll give lip service to it. But, you know, look, you're flexible. She's let me get away with this in the past. She'll calm down. I mean, you can hear his thinking. You can say, well, okay, promise her anything and be nice for a little while, and then she'll forget about it, and I can go on with my life as I want to. And you're now saying not so much. I'm not sure why you're still there. Are you?
Yeah, because I want the house, and I'm not
going
to leave, and he won't leave either.
Then do you have a lawyer?
I do. I do, and I'm just getting the ball rolling on that. And I'm even kind of afraid to serve him papers.
Why? When you say afraid, what does that mean?
Well,
afraid of what?
Afraid of his reaction. Afraid of, you know, as things get more truthful. I just kind of worry that he's going to have a breakdown. I worry that he'll, do something stupid.
Like what?
Oh, I don't want to say commit suicide, but it has.
Okay.
It has
so you're worried about, because usually when people say they're afraid for one of three reasons. Either he will hurt me, he will hurt himself. Or they'll be, or I suppose there are more than maybe three that, but they all have to do with he will do something to me, something to himself, something to the kids, which sounds not particularly relevant in this particular case, or something financially, to either himself or to me, which can, so, I mean, one of the things to do, and this is something you need to talk with your lawyer about, because again, possession is 9/10 of the law, but one of the possibilities may be not to vacate the house completely, but to say to him, you know, we've been talking a lot about bribery today, and one of the possibilities is to say to him, look, I'm not your enemy, and you're not my enemy. I'm disappointed that we're not going to grow old together. But for right now, and one of the possibilities, let me sort of give you an alternative scenario. But let me stick with the divorce scenario temporarily, and then we can circle back on the alternative. I want to say, look, this can, I don't want to harm you. Is the house in both of your names?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have a job?
Yes.
Can you support, can you pay for the house by yourself?
Yes.
All right. How, is the house worth, do you have a mortgage on the house?
Yes.
Is the house worth more than the mortgage?
No.
Is it under, is it about the same? Would
no,
you, if you
I,
sold
I'm
it, would
sorry.
You break even?
The mortgage is less than what the house is worth.
Okay. So how much would, if you sold the house today, what do you think the profit on the house would be after you subtract the mortgage?
Maybe $150,000.
Okay. Presumably you live in a community property state and the house is in both of your names, so you'd split the money.
Right.
Okay. Is it worth it? That's one of the things that you need to think about, because here are the possibilities. So we'll go through all of them. One of the possibilities is to say to him, for you to leave the house has to be sold in a certain amount of time, and you would split the proceeds, which means that he's then left with a house. It's a lot easier to move yourself out than to move him out. Is there some reason where you'd want to keep that house in perpetuity? Does it, I mean, is it a family homestead or something?
I've got family very close. And,
but you've got another piece of property fairly close as well.
That,
I mean, look,
yeah, that's
true. Think about this for a moment. And I'm not committing you to anything. Because you talk with me about it doesn't mean you have to put the house on the market tomorrow.
Yes.
You're dealing with a volatile situation. You're dealing with a situation that the longer he has to get used to the idea, probably the safer everybody's going to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's things that we think, oh my goodness, I can't believe this, what am I going to do? It's the panic that, that triggers the violence either toward ourselves or toward somebody else. All right? So if he said to him, for example, and I'm going to circle back with another idea as well. Look, I'm going to go find an apartment. Do you have enough money to buy it, to put a down payment on another house if you had to?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go find another place. You're going to pay the mortgage on this. And if he doesn't pay the mortgage, then you need to make sure you're keeping an eye on that, because you don't want him, again, that was my fourth option, is that people can do funny things about money, and your house is probably the largest asset the two of you own. So you don't want him, you don't want to go into foreclosure just to punish you. Hold on to that idea. Let me come back. I'm gonna deal with a bunch of issues for you and see what seems the most feasible to you. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Susan, who's got herself kind of a sticky wicket here. She's been married for 20 years to a guy who cheated. He got a sexually transmitted disease, which he didn't bother taking any precautions about, so she got the sexually transmitted disease. He agreed to stop cheating and to clean up his act, none of which has happened. We don't know if he's cheating again, but he's still drinking. He hasn't gone into therapy. Do the two of you have a sex life at all right now?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. So the deal, let me just walk you through the deals. The first deal is don't get hung up on the house. You should check, but most states have community property. So no matter, unless you lose the house, which you really want to make sure you don't, he's going to have to divide it. So if you get the house, you're going to have to probably buy him out. If he gets the house, he'll have to buy you out. The easiest thing usually to do is to sell the house and split the proceeds. All right, so you need to make sure that the house doesn't go into foreclosure. So we can come back to that. At this moment, it seems to me, several options. Trying to get him out of the house, he has no that he's not going to work against his own best interest, and his own best interest is to stay in that house. Because as long as he's in that house, functionally he's married. He can still cheat. He can still drink. He doesn't lose anything by doing nothing. It's going to drive you wild at some point. Right? Because you want him out. He doesn't really want you out. So you staying in that house without an ability to really get him out is working against your best interest. Therefore, let's look at the options. One of the options is for you to move out, get yourself a place, put the house on the market. All right? And split the proceeds. Okay. All right. The advantage about that is it's clear that you're out. You need to make sure that your lawyer draws up paper so you're protected. You need to make sure that the mortgage is still paid and the taxes are still paid so you doesn't go into foreclosure, so he doesn't do a spiteful screw you. But he'll get some significant funds out of it as well. But your house probably isn't going to sell overnight. And therefore, it gives him some time to get used to it. You're not in that house anymore. He's clear that you're toast. You're not playing anymore. All right, second possibility, which is similar, is to say, I'll tell you what, and this goes at it from a different angle, of saying, I won't divorce you if you'll move out instead of having to pay. How do you guys pay the mortgage? You split it, he pays it, you pay it. How do you pay the mortgage right now?
Our money is in an account together, and it gets paid that way.
Do you both make about the same amount of money?
No, he makes a pretty significant amount more than I do.
Right, go ahead.
I can afford it on my own, but he does make more.
You need to make sure you shouldn't have money in joint accounts right now. You should get your money out of a joint account because he can, remember my fourth thing of money? The easiest thing for him to do is write a check on that whole balance.
Okay.
And it's legal for him to do that. In theory, you could do the same thing, but presumably you wouldn't. But the point is, you should not have your money in that joint account. If the two of you are, if he's making twice the amount of money that you're making, then he should have been paying two-thirds of the mortgage, and you should pay one-third of the mortgage.
Right.
That's how you do it. And it sounds like it's not, but...
No.
We'll work it out in a better way for next relationship. But for this one, one of the possibilities is to say to him, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 6 months. I'll give it to the end of the year, which is about six months. If you got to move out. You got to get yourself a place. And he makes more money than you do anyway. We'll continue to pay the mortgage. I won't divorce you for 6 months. The conditions are still in place about drinking, you can sleep with other people if you want, because I'm not going to sleep with you, but you can get in therapy, you can stop drinking, and I'm willing to revisit the issue of our marriage in 6 months. I won't date anybody, and I won't take any legal action against you, although you may want an order of separation. You talk with your lawyer about that. Because that, again, gives both of you some time, and that has a possibility. The issue is I won't start divorce proceedings if you move out. So that way you are in the house.
Okay.
I think that so that it's because he if you say I'm going to divorce you, he's not going to move. And his lawyer would tell him not to move.
Right.
So that's not viable. So if you don't want to do and you have to have some degree of sincerity about the separation. But it sounds like you do a little bit. There's a part of you that would really not like him to kind of clean up his act. And you don't have to be 100% sure. You just have to have that's some possibility. It can even be 90-10, but it has to have some possibility. Otherwise, that's not a very moral thing to do, and you're going to run into the same problem in 6 months that you're going to run into today if you're completely closed and you're just using it as manipulation. And even though he's manipulative, two manipulations doesn't make a moral act, so you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
but
I don't think I'd do that because I'm not even 90-10. I'm like 99.9 and 0.1.
Then the obvious thing to do, you could still say, look, then it doesn't really make any sense because what you're going to do is give him false hope. And if the whole theory is the longer he has to get used to this, the more stable the situation will be, then that doesn't make any sense. So let's move back to the issue of, all right, I'm going to divorce you. You can stay in the house. We're going to put it on the market unless you want to buy me out. And buying you out may make some sense because, in theory, you own half the house. So that would give you and let him worry about selling it. So that's a possibility. But he's only going to believe that if you're not there. If you're in that house, he's going to believe you're going to stay in that house. And so are you.
The thing is, Dr. Joy, I'm not going anywhere. I kind of refuse to leave this house.
But he's not going to do it either. You're going to have to get. You can talk with your lawyer about it, but there's no physical violence. So you can't get a restraining order. He owns half the house, so there's no way really of evicting him, which means that you're going to have to appeal to his better nature, which doesn't seem to exist. And you can bribe him. You can say, I'll give you, if you'll move out now, instead of splitting the house with you 50-50, I'll give you 60-40. I'll give you 60-40. But look at it from his point of view, which I know is not the world's most comfortable position to be in at this moment. There's no reason in hell for him to move out under these circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I can stick it out. I can stick it out. I want to know how to get through this without hating him, because I know that he's going to be in my life in some capacity for the next 50 years if I live nice and long.
But Susan, he isn't. All he'd be in your life for is, birthdays and weddings. But that's a couple of days a year.
Right.
And the farther, in the same way, the farther you are away from him, the more your feelings will neutralize, because over time they really will diminish, and he doesn't have any day-to-day impact on you anymore. As long as you're in that house, the whole thing, essentially, you can say whatever you want, but your head can say, well, we're really divorced. Your heart, you're in the same house with him, you're doing the same kinds of things. The kids see you as mom and dad, as married. Your friends are going to still see you as married. You're putting too much emphasis on that house. You're getting stubborn about something that's going to cost you a lot more than it's worth in the long run. You're saying, I'm not leaving this house. It's a moral thing. He cheated on me. In the old days of when there was grounds for divorce, you could sue him for adultery.
Right.
And most states don't have that anymore because it was nasty and messy and unpleasant and whatever. And you could appeal to his better nature, but it doesn't sound to me, he's not going to do it. Because even if he had a better nature, even if you said, look, what I really want you to do is move out of the house and let's take some time to think about that. But you're not really saying that. You're saying, I'm out of here. I'm done. But where is the motive for him to move out of that house until he finds someone that he falls in love with who wants to get married, and then he'll divorce you because she wants to marry him. She's pregnant or something.
Right.
Do you really want to wait that out?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
Then you have to rethink the issue of the house. You really do. Because that's what's holding you there. It's only a house, kiddo. And you're telling me that financially you can afford to get another place. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. This weekend is a holiday weekend for most people. So this weekend is not the weekend to do it. But next week, go start looking for homes, for a house that would make you happy. All right?
Okay.
And you don't have to do anything but look.
Okay.
Mortgage rates are at all-time low. You've got some cash. You can afford to do this. He is not going to believe that this is done until you're not there anymore. And you're really mortgaging, literally, your future to that house.
Ugh.
Because he's not going to move. There's no reason for him to move at this moment. And a lot of reasons for him to stay.
Yeah, good point.
And that's and look, I know we fall in love with houses. I mean, we furnish them and we paint them and we remember where our kid was born and where we made fudge together. It's only walls. It's only bricks and mortar. Go and look around and see, because all you have to do is fall in love with a little place that would be perfect for you, where you'd have your own study or something. And I think you'll rethink this, because what you're doing is, the hold that he has over you is not manipulation and not sympathy. It's the house. I'm going to put you on hold. If you want to talk some more about this, go ahead. Just hang on for me. I'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Let me just reiterate about Susan's call. Look at what the obstacles are to you moving forward and make sure that they're worth your stubbornness. And look, you look up stubborn in the dictionary and my face is going to pop out at you. So I get it. But every once in a while we have to look and say, all right, is this really worth it? I'm investing a lot in this issue. Is it worth it to me? Is it valuable enough? And sometimes it is, which is okay. Sometimes it's not. But make sure you look at it. All right, two pieces of interesting news. As we talked about yesterday, they've now decided that the tool users, which has always been the explanation of who Homo sapien was. He was the first tool user, and they're now saying, no, probably like half a, you know, what is it? What were they saying? Something like 700,000 years or something before Homo sapiens, there were tools. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so I have two new pieces of information. One has absolutely nothing. Well, I was going to say it has something to do with tools, but that sounds really Freudian. Because it turns out, I can't believe I just wandered into that all by myself. Nobody even goaded me into it. New Zealand is the best country to work as a prostitute, says sex worker advocacy group. I thought you'd all want to know that for some reason. I don't know. It's just a piece of information. All right. So the idea is that they've decided, in addition to tool users being much older than Homo sapiens, that they've now decided that the domestication of dogs happened 20,000 years earlier than had been thought. They're saying in the Swedish Museum of Natural History have successfully identified a 35,000-year-old Siberian wolf as directly sharing a common ancestor with modern-day breeds for Arctica domestic dogs. They can tell this by DNA similarities. Dun, dun, dun. And DNA testing has gotten much cheaper. It's been around for a long time, but it was very expensive, and now it's not so expensive. According to its DNA similarities, this ancient individual's can only have existed after a three-way split in the lupine family, which occurred when dogs were first domesticated by man. Okay, the idea being that domesticated dogs and Homo sapiens probably occurred more or less about the same time. So the idea being it's been love at first sight for man and dog. I mean, I can kind of see that, can't you? I mean, think about how we feel about dogs today.
I can see it.
Yeah. The discovery puts the event back within touching distance of man's arrival in Europe 40,000 years ago, indicating that it took virtually no time for all the two species to learn to get along, and showing the special relationship between man and beast is far deeper than the previous estimates of 15,000 years. And that's three times longer. Early theories had suggested that it wasn't until man settled down in agricultural into agriculture that domestication occurred. I can see sort of as nomadic people. I mean, when it's cold, I mean, a nice warm doggy to warm up to. I don't know. The world's leading wolf expert, whose name is L. David Meach, in case you care, spent several seasons living among wolves near the North Pole. The key to successful behavior of the species has been their ability to get along so well with those around them while in the pack. And we know that that's true, that we did a documentary interview a couple of years ago about the fact that the wolves had a really bad reputation, and unjustifiably so, that the idea of Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf eating her, and the idea of wolf packs going after people on the steppes in Russia, and the idea being that wolves are really very sort of gentle creatures, and they are very much domesticated with each other within the pack. It says, with women living in close proximity and not seen as prey by the wolves, friendship was destined to happen. I don't know. Destined. It's something about the wolves' natural affinity to each other that makes them so apt as a human companion. You get the general impression they like each other very much. Oh, and certainly watching dogs sort of be around each other. The dogs are always sort of, when they're not barking at each other, they're sniffing at each other and sort of seeming to get along okay. As soon as they mature, they begin to play with the younger pups. One year when I was with them, I even noticed them hugging each other. When I lived with them, it was not unusual for them to come around and be with me. I can even recall a situation where there was a photographer sneaking around. The wolves perceived as an intruder, and they got upset. The male wolf started barking at me, and I didn't understand. Then I went around and saw what was going on and began to yell at the photographer myself. One of the female wolves came alongside and started barking along with me. Well, and dogs singing, right? Remember wolves and dogs singing along with their human companion? The discovery of the 35,000-year-old Siberian wolf was made possible thanks to analysis of a 5-centimeter section of bone found at the far reaches of northern Russia. Now, here's one of the few advantages I've ever read about global warming. Increasing melts to the permafrost in the region revealed it for the first time. With many more paleontology treasures doubtless hidden within the ices, there's even reason to expect an even closer match between the timelines of men and wolf species in the future. So that's pretty cool. I wonder if the thing that we did yesterday about predating tools is also coming from the melting of the ice. Be that's pretty interesting, question. Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That we actually found something positive about global warming. How did that happen?
Probably the only thing, huh?
Well, it's probably. I mean, it's certainly something that is worrisome, but. I mean, there's at least something positive coming by it. Something. There you go. All right. 855-993-7569. We have another half hour with each other because today is the day we're going to talk about something that all of us do, which is buy clothing. And the name of the documentary that we're going to be talking about is called The True Cost, because the idea is that clothing has become less and less expensive over the years. And my favorite statistic from this entire thing is that in 1965, 95% of clothing that was worn in the United States was made in the United States. That number is now less than 3%. So huge shift in 50 years, right? Huge. From basically producing all of the clothing wear to essentially producing none of the clothing that we wear, just about. And clothing over that period of time has dropped in price. There is more clothing available because in 1965, basically, there were two seasons for clothing. There was spring, summer, and fall, winter. And I can remember trying to buy a bathing suit, for example, in the fall, and it just wasn't possible. Or getting some warm clothing in February, which wasn't possible. I mean, basically clothing had those two seasons. And then maybe 20 years ago, it moved into four seasons so that there were spring, summer, fall, and spring, summer, fall, and winter. And now it's on, there's new clothing stores get new stuff in on a daily basis. And if you watch YouTube or Facebook, the kids especially are showing their T-shirt that they just got. And T-shirts are costing less and less. And the question is, what's the true cost? And that's what we're going to be talking about in a little more than a half hour. So if you need to call me now, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.